This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of LMS and LSS minors, decided March 18, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Missouri's ED112602 and ED112603. Appeals from the Circuit Court in the interest of LMS and LSS of St. Louis County. Cause Missouri's 23SLJU0044 minors. 23SLJU0045, Honorable Jason D. Dodson, filed March 18, 2025, introduction appellant, mother, appeals the trial court's judgments terminating her parental rights to LMS and LSS. One, we affirm, background LMS was born on January 18, 2020, and LSS was born June 27, 2021. LSS tested positive at birth for the presence of amphetamines and methamphetamines in the umbilical cord, and mother tested positive for the presence of amphetamines in her urine 1. After a consolidated hearing concerning both children, the trial court entered separate judgments for each child containing identical findings related to mother and terminating mother's parental rights on the same grounds for each child. The trial court's judgment concerning LSS also terminated the parental rights of John Doe, the unknown natural father of LSS, and the trial court's judgment concerning LMS also terminated the parental rights of her natural father, father. Father is not a party to this appeal. Because the relevant findings of the trial court concerning mother's relationship with both children are identical in both judgments, and the appeals of each order are consolidated here, we consolidate our review accordingly and discuss the findings related to both children together. Two from tests conducted on or about June 27, 2021. In July of 2021, Children's Division took both children into protective custody, and the trial court adjudicated both children abused or neglected on October 5, 2021, due to the aforementioned circumstances at LSS's birth, and because LMS is LSS's sibling and was a member of the same household as LSS, mother, and LMS's father. On January 10, 2023, Children's Division filed the underlying petitions to terminate mother's parental rights to these two children. In August of 2023, the trial court held a termination of parental rights, TPR hearing, on the petitions, at which the trial court heard the following evidence relevant to this appeal. The trial court took judicial notice of prior court cases involving mother. In December of 2007, mother had pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child. In 2012, mother lost custody to two of her other children due to domestic violence in the home. In 2022, father pled guilty to four counts of domestic violence against mother. And in 2021 and 2022, mother and father pled guilty to various counts of tampering with a vehicle. The children's case manager, testified that at the time the children came into protective custody, both mother and father had pending criminal charges and were wanted by law enforcement. At the time of the trial court's adjudication of abuse and neglect in October of 2021, the trial court had ordered mother to participate in services to accomplish reunification. These included supervised visits with the children, participating in individual counseling and substance abuse treatment, completing a psychological evaluation and parenting assessment, and complying with any resulting recommendations, and undergoing drug 3 screens as requested by Children's Division. Case manager also testified that mother did not have stable housing. Case manager testified regarding mother's progress on her reunification efforts. Mother was employed in various jobs during the pendency of this care and protection case, but she was not able to obtain stable housing. Mother testified she was not employed at the time of the TPR hearing. While she was employed, she testified she contributed $60 per month for child support, which was garnished from her wages. She attended most, but not all, family support team meetings at which they discussed the time frame for mother to complete services and accomplish reunification. Mother was aware of the requested services and what to do to complete them, but at the time of the TPR hearing, she had not completed the recommendations. Regarding mother's random drug screens, she had quite a few no-shows, and she understood that a no-show would be considered a positive drug result. Mother also completed a substance abuse assessment and attended some sessions for substance abuse treatment, but she was terminated from the program due to non-compliance with attendance. She was later referred to a different substance abuse treatment program and had some visits with that program, but to the case manager's knowledge, mother did not successfully complete the program. Case manager referred mother for individual therapy, but mother did not participate in or complete any individual